for March 20th, 2006. It's the Lullabot Podcast.
Lullabot Podcast.
So you know what I did the other day, Matt?
What's that?
I did a bunch of like production. Sorry, a little background. I don't have enough granularity on this volume control, and then I hit the little because it doesn't fade out like properly. Wait, there we go. Oh, anyways, hi.
Hello.
I did a little work on I did some production work. Some more like audio stuff. I did robot voices. I wanted to get some good like robot, like Lullabot tip of the week kind of stuff. Like to do like a tip. I don't think we have a tip of the week in this podcast. So I don't know. We
could make a Lullabot breakdance Drupal video. You know?
Yeah, I think that would sell. I think that'd sell. I think you can like sell videos on Drupal Video now or on Google Video. Everybody,
a whole new market expands.
I think so. I don't know. Anyways, hi everybody. It's the Lullabot Podcast, and I'm Jeff Robbins,
and I'm Matt Westgate,
and we get together every week to talk about Drupal and things about Drupal and other
blue round objects.
Yes. Of course, we missed last week. I was at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
How was that?
It was good. It was really good. It's packed. It was packed. Yeah. Like the past few years, you know, not everybody makes it, and because then, my company folded, and I'm looking for a job, and I just don't have money. This year, it's packed. Everybody's there, man. Web 2.0 has dollar signs on it or something. Everybody's got work, and they've got new companies. And I was on a panel talking about sort of running a small new media business. It was interesting because I was the one who started a company, 2 months ago or something like that? So we're going through all kinds of growing issues and trying to figure out all the things that you figure out with a new business. And it was great. Great panel. It was Brian Mason from Adaptive Path. He's the COO. I don't know. Coo. was on it. He moderated. And Evan Williams from Odeo. Evan started Blogger way back when and sold it off to Google and started a new company called Odeo that does podcasting stuff. Erica Hall from Mule Design, a design company.
They have cool t-shirts.
They do really cool t-shirts. They inspired the Lullabot t-shirt phenomena. my wife, Jennifer Robbins, who runs Little Chair Design, which is basically just her.
She also has a book or two to her name, right?
She actually just finished the new edition of Web Design in a Nutshell for O'Reilly.
Nice.
And so that's out. You can buy that on Amazon and everywhere that you buy your O'Reilly books. This is the good one. This is all the updated with all the new XHTML and CSS stuff. And buy Jennifer's book. Put shoes on our baby. it was a great panel. It was tons of fun. It was nice to go out to Austin. It's sort of that kind of dregs of winter here in New England, and it was nice to go. It was nice and warm down there. I got to meet Nick Lewis. Nick Lewis, the Drupal pundit, who has a blog. Apparently, it was Nick's posts on his blog that got Adrian started posting on his blog again, because Nick was writing all kinds of stuff about theming, and Adrian wanted to respond in one way or another, or something along those lines. Anyways, it was really nice to meet Nick. We'll we'll do an interview with him on one of these podcasts soon. He's a really interesting guy, with a lot of opinions, a lot of ideas about Drupal. And I agree with most of them. So, it's, it's good to have some people out there at least expressing opinions, whether or not you agree with them or not, but it's a starting point. So, yeah, Nick, good guy.
You know, I saw some pictures from South by Southwest of an elusive little Drupal pin.
I have a feeling that those are emanating out of the Vancouver area.
Huh.
All right. It was Mickey from Participant Productions that had that up on her Flickr site, and she was hanging out with some of the Bright guys, and I'm thinking, you know, Bright, Drupal pin, you know, like that.
Lullabot needs some Drupal pins.
We need some Lullabot pins. I say we have a match. The Lullabot robot versus the Drupal Duplicon.
That's a big match.
I think there's a Flash movie in there somewhere. I don't know how it goes. I have a feeling they end up making love at the end.
Oh my god.
It's probably not good. I don't know.
Broke back Drupal.
Broke back Drupal. Yeah. Could be. We'll see. I'm gearing up. We're gearing up. Drupal Camp, San Francisco, April 1st and 2nd. The kind people from Civic Space and Civic Actions got their civic asses together. We're doing a Drupal Camp 2-day intensive on theming Drupal, basically making your Drupal site not look like a Drupal site, and I'll be teaching that class, so that should be really, really good. It's a limited attendance, and I think it actually may be mostly, if not all, booked up, but you can go to Drupal-camp.org, I believe. Let me just double check that. Drupal-camp.org, yes. And there's information about that. There's also going to be one in New York City on May 15th. I'm not exactly sure what the topic of that one is. And I'm not even sure if they have anyone that's going to be conducting that one or not. But
they're still looking for an instructor and putting together the details.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we put our names out there, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited to go out there and do this. Definitely, theming Drupal and sort of making Drupal not look like Drupal is something that's been, important to me since I started with Drupal. And, I've got a lot to say on it. So we'll, talk until people tell me to stop talking. So. What else do we have going on? Do we have any news, Matt?
We're working with on a really fun project right now. This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte came to us to, help him, with his Drupal site, do some, re-architecture and, implement a new design. And help him improve his podcasting workflow. He's sort of whenever I go to the iTunes store, I see his podcast in the top 10 most of the time.
Leo's a really, really great guy. He used to, host a show called The Screensavers on Tech TV back when they were Tech TV, and now has a show called Call for Help, I think, which is on Tech TV as it stands in Canada or something like that. But yeah, he does a couple of different podcasts. This Week in Tech, TWIT.TV, Twit TV, is where you can find the current Drupal version of his site with links to the podcasts that he's doing and stuff like that. It's a really great podcast. Obviously, like Matt's saying, one of the most popular on the internet. I think it's going to be really, and the site, the new site design's great. And we're really excited to be working
on it
and working with Leo and stuff like that. So it's really, cool, fun for us. Leo's really loving what we're doing, and I think it'll also be really good for Drupal, because obviously, Leo's out there talking to people, and people are curious to know what he thinks is cool, and he thinks Drupal is cool right now. So
yeah, certainly another showcase site for the community.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be a great site. Hopefully, there'll be a beta version up of the new Twit design probably early next month, early in April. So we're excited about that. Good stuff.
Yeah.
What else have we been working on? I posted an article to the Lullabot site the other day about when I fly on airplanes, maybe there's some sort of relationship, like blue sky thinking when you're actually in the sky, and I just get thinking about these like big things, and they used to be musical, and now they're all about Drupal. So so I was thinking about an interface for like iTunes browser kind of interface, sort of a way to kind of drill down in your taxonomies to find content items quickly that way, in the same way that you would find a song in iTunes that you could find a node in Drupal. And so I posted a thing on there with a bunch of thinking, because the hard part of that one is really just kind of working out the logic of exactly how it works and what it does. Because it's one thing it feels really intuitive to just use it in iTunes, but when you need to start thinking about programming it, you have to kind of dissect it and figure out what's going on and how it would work in other ways with Drupal, in other types of taxonomies, and I started also thinking about using it for non-taxonomy things like node types or author, who the author is and stuff like that. If you wanted to find all of the listings by an author that are also in a certain category or something like that, it'd be really nice to have that kind of an interface. And it turns out actually that there's some work that's been done on some of that in a couple of different places. And one of them is along with this module called the category module. Are you familiar with this module, Matt?
I've read the description of it, but that's about it.
Yeah, I've messed around with it just a little bit, but it's really interesting. The idea is that it sort of combines the taxonomy stuff with the book stuff. So correct me if I'm wrong here, but when you create a book hierarchy using the book module, it's not a taxonomy. You're actually, you know, just creating a hierarchy in the same way that you would, like, in the menu system or something like that. But there's not actually a related taxonomy stuff. So it's not possible to assign other nodes to a category that is a book page. And the main problem that I'd been having in the past was we had the same kind of thing with the participant productions site. When we worked on that, was each of the campaigns, which are basically the movies on participate.net, also represents a taxonomy term, a category that people can post blog entries to and stuff like that. But each of these campaigns needed to have its own page. So basically there was like a home page for a taxonomy term. And so we wrote a custom module that when you created a campaign, quote unquote, it would also create a taxonomy term associated with that that then would get assigned that people could assign their blog posts and other things to. So it basically could sort of aggregate a whole bunch of different stuff under this one page. And I think from at least the looks of what I've seen so far, the category module attempts to do that same kind of thing, basically sort of being able to have a page that explains and references nodes of a certain taxonomy term. So it's kind of a neat idea. I need to mess with it some more, but it seems like it's really, there's a lot of work going on with it. I'm curious to know what other people are thinking of that.
Yeah, it is interesting. I'd like to see, sort of compare it against now from, it's my understanding that it's not using the taxonomy system. It kind of implemented its own categorization module.
That would not be good.
And, you know, I might be reading the description incorrectly, but, you know, I guess I always tend to be, sort of in the camp of, you know, make use of what's supported in core.
Right.
And, I could see, a lot of things in Drupal 4.7 that could take care of some of the things that this category module is trying to do, you know, with a new menu system and how you can have, primary links be menus now and sort of how you can have, submenus on your site, like what we do with Lullabot. When you click on the About link, you have a sub-navigation that pops up in the left-hand side to navigate to our names. And also, it'd be nice to compare this against CCK and what that brings to the table, too, because inside CCK is two referencing features. There's user references, and then there's node references.
Right.
And so you could also sort of get that sort of a hierarchy feel by referencing content to each other.
Huh. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about all Drupal and I mean programming in general is that there's a lot of different ways to solve the same problem, and so you know we usually try and find the shortest point from A to B, but so it's up for debate what that is sometimes. But I bring up the category module because part of it that was kind of looks like it was split off or created to sort of work in conjunction with the category module is another module called Active Select that basically does exactly what I was talking about. So I need to mess with that a little more too. But it looks like good stuff. It's really hard to keep track of all the stuff that's going on with Drupal. So we do our best.
Yeah.
We'll just talk about them here, and at least people will know about those things. So.
Yeah, it would also seem like with this category module that if the taxonomy system in Drupal had a way to be navigated a little bit easier, you know, so that you could have sort of the previous and next links to jump from term to term, you would essentially be having similar functionality as to what the category module offers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to look a little more into that and report on it.
And another thing is, you know, we get offers often about people wanting to have directories of information, and you know, that functionality lives within the taxonomy module. There's just not anything at the presentation layer currently to offer that. But the underlying structure behind the taxonomy system is really strong and robust. And that's probably why there's, I don't know how many, Jeff, 10 at least, contributed taxonomy modules, that do different things for taxonomy browsing and searching and rendering. Something to be good to talk about sometime.
Yeah, we should definitely do there's so many things to talk about with taxonomy that we keep meaning to do. We'll have to bite off little bits. Maybe we'll do a podcast on taxonomy contrib modules, like just sort of the various ones that are out there and what they do and stuff like that. That would be a good one.
And didn't you commit to doing a video cast of that?
I do believe that it was you that talked about doing a taxonomy video cast.
All right, fine.
That may be in the works as well. You know, the great thing about doing the podcast, I tell people this, it's like having a blog, it's the same way. It's like, you know, the first step to quitting smoking is going out there and telling everyone that you're going to quit smoking, you know. And it's the same thing. It's like, yeah, we're going to do a video cast on taxonomy. And then people will ask you, hey, weren't you going to do a video podcast on the...
And I'll just say, no, that was Jeff.
Yeah. No. I was going to quit smoking. Yeah. But, so all those things are going on. We didn't really, have any, specifics for this week's podcast. Mostly it was to kind of check in and... what are we up to now with Drupal beta 4.7? 4.7 beta 6 now.
Yeah.
Getting there.
There's a lot of the critical patches have been resolved. I mean, there was one in particular that I kind of saw as the last one as far as how critical it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that just got committed today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we should already say, you know, a lot of emails that I get Drupal related are, you know, my company is doing X, Y, and Z, and we're wondering, should we use Drupal 4.6 or 4.7? And, you know, which one should we do? And a lot of it comes back to, you know, what's your launch date, and how you feel about running, beta software, and also what your, support is like from your development team. You know, if you have, I mean, obviously the Lullabot site is running, you know, bleeding edge stuff. And,
which is why sometimes it's not there.
But, you know, if you use Drupal's revision control, you know, check out the CVS version of Drupal and you have somebody that is Drupal savvy, obviously you can start building on a 4.7 environment and feel pretty confident that things will go your way. But, you know, otherwise I would still...
That's another video cast we were talking about, right? Was how to use CVS and revision control to...
Yeah, it's so important and so often overlooked when developing a project. It'll come back to bite you in the end, you know, when the security updates come or if you've made any custom hacks to Drupal core and then you upgrade, you know, you lose the hacks and there's a really clean way to apply security updates and new releases simply by merging the files and having that happen automatically. And so I started writing the script for the video cast.
Great. Cool. So, yeah, there's an article on the homepage of Drupal.org right now talking about 4.7 and getting there and sort of the where we are and where we're going. That's interesting stuff. And also a lot of meetups happening, local kind of stuff happening all over everywhere. DC, Montreal. I know that there's been some stuff in Toronto and Seattle and really cool stuff. Yeah, I'm excited about all that, and I'm really excited to go out to San Francisco and do that and meet the people. And I mean, if people are interested in Matt and I coming out to talk, it's one of the things that Lullabot does. And so just send us an email and, you know, we can toss around some ideas and, come up with a way to get you the information you need. If anybody has questions or comments or suggestions for the podcast, as always, call 1-877-LULLABOT. That's 1-877-585-5226. Or send an email to podcast@lullabot.com. And, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. And we're currently looking for more Drupal limericks. So please submit your Drupal limericks and we'll play them on a Lullabot podcast.
Yes. There's been a distinct lack of limericks.
Yes. After which it'll be Drupal yodeling.
Right. All right.
We should give away a prize for the best yodel or the best limerick. Come on.
Lullabot t-shirts, man.
There you go. A Lullabot t-shirt.
I'm doing a new round. We're printing up girly t-shirts too, so. Oh yeah. Always a hit. There you go. We'll play some of my crazy Lullabot robot noises and the music and then we'll be done with the podcast. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye everybody.
Bye-bye. Lullabot podcast.